There's a special souvenir programme that accompanies the BBC Philharmonic's ongoing Beethoven Symphony series in Manchester. In it, conductor Gianandrea Nezeda says that ever since he was a child, he has considered Beethoven a hero. He sees him, he says, as a perfect example of dignity, strength and honesty. A genius, but at the same time, someone who had the weaknesses and experienced the failures known to all of us. Well, Nezeda has long wanted to conduct the nine symphonies together, to perform them over two weekends, a plan hatched up not long after he became the orchestra's principal conductor. The series started just over a week ago at the Bridgewater Hall with performances of the first and third symphonies, both of which we're going to hear tonight, and both of which you will be able to download absolutely free from our website to listen to at leisure. More details of that later on. For the BBC Phil's players, the First Symphony was the opening event in a relatively short concert. They could approach it fresh and with vigour. Very different to the members of the Hofburg Theatre Orchestra in Vienna in 1800 when the piece was premiered. The new symphony concluded a programme that also included a Mozart symphony, arias and duets from Haydn's Creation, a Beethoven piano concerto, the Septet, Opus 20, and some piano improvisations. Finally, audience and orchestra got to the new work. Despite disagreements between conductor and players, those in the hall responded positively to what they'd heard, one critic describing the symphony as having a great deal of art, creativity, and a wealth of ideas. Actually, in retrospect, that seems like rather a restrained response. You can almost imagine the headline, something like "Bright Future Ahead for Promising Young Composer," perhaps rather missing the point that with his first symphony, Beethoven had laid claim to his place as a modernising radical, a man who would shake the Viennese musical world upside down. Because the first was the work of a young man, and because we know what followed it, it's often been underestimated, maybe regarded as a forerunner rather than a runner. Yet, as one writer put it, nothing remotely like this symphony had ever happened before. It is a creative explosion, which, even if it had remained by itself, would have staggered the musical world until this day. Well, Beethoven showed his radical streak right from the beginning, starting the work in a different key to the advertised C major. The Allegro con brio sees Beethoven exhibiting the sense of purposefulness and alert determination he would become famous for. The second movement is filled with wit and fantasy. The third, marked minuet, contains swift changes of key that were distinctly cutting edge. Then comes a finale with a slow introduction, building gradually into a series of innovative musical jokes. Presumably the Hofburg audience were exhausted by the time the end of the symphony was reached. I wonder, did they have any idea that they were in on the start of something that, even 200 years on, remains unsurpassed? Recorded in Manchester a week ago last Friday, the BBC Philharmonic performed Beethoven's first symphony. Gianandrea Nezeda conducts.
Thank you. Thank you.